We got to Chovovim Veza, about 10 lines in the bottom. We had a Brisa. The Brisa said that if you have an oven that was heated up for the first time, which completes the oven because that fortifies, that strengthens the cheres, so that, if it was heated up for the first time with fuel from either Arla or Klai HaKerem, so the Tanakhama said the oven needs to be broken. Then the Brisa continued, bread that was made with the fuel with the of Arla or Klai HaKerem, we had a machlokes according to the Chachamim, it's Aser. According to Chachamim, it's Mutter. According to Rebbe, it's Aser. So that was the first price. The second price said that even the oven that the oven does not need to be broken. The oven is okay. Just let it cool down, and then you can use it. So the Gemara explained it's not a stira, just like we have a machlokes by pas. The Chum say that the pas is mutter. You're not allowed to lechatchila cook the pas with that fuel, but the fuel, since the fuel gets consumed before the bread is baked, so therefore it doesn't make the bread also. So well, then the oven doesn't become aser, and that would be the tana of the second brisa. The tana of the first brisa, meaning the ratio of the tanakam of the first brisa, is the sheet of Rebbe, who says the bread becomes aser, so who had in the oven becomes aser.
Why wouldn't we have said that machlek is there also then? Say by the next case, which is...
Why didn't the Tana?
Right. Yeah, why didn't the Tana...
Why, I don't know. But we're basically saying that the ratio is Rebbe, and the Chacham chose to only argue by bread, and somehow you'll figure out from there that who had in by oven. That's... I know, it's written very interesting.
Yeah,
point is how it is.
According to this, it doesn't seem like it was written
right.
Interesting, it seems like it was written wrong.
It's written that's misleading, yeah.
Yeah, it makes it sound like the machlag is only by the second case.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, but the Gemara asks, Amer, so we're understanding that the Tanakam of this first price is Rebbe. So says the Gemara, that can't be, because Eimer the Shamit lay the Rebbe. When do we see that Rebbe holds Aser? Mishum the Yesh Shvach Eitzim Epas. Because like we just explained, that we see the benefit, the gain of that the wood made in the bread. It says if there's part of the wood, the direct Hanan of the wood is in the bread, and therefore the bread was made with Yisrael, and the bread becomes Aser. But when it comes to the oven, you're right, granted that the oven's usher, but however, Zevizeh Gairim Mishamitle, where do you see, it's a step further, because it's Zevizeh Gairim, there's two things that are needed to create the bread. You need an oven, and you need new fuel, right? When the oven's cool, it's not making bread. So, meaning, even if the oven itself is usher, but you're not directly using the oven for anything, you're using the oven, it's just going to combine together with new fuel to make the bread. The oven without the fuel is nothing. And that new fuel, assuming that the new fuel will be heter, so then it's Zevizagayim. There's two things that cause the new bread to come. So who said that Rebbe says even thus that far it's going to be Elser? Maybe once it's Zevizagayim, he'll hold that Enechanami that the bread will be mutter, because you can't say that this bread came about only through Isuriana. Says the Mara Elo Lekasha Harab Liezer Harabanan. The Tanakama is Taka third Shita. The Tanakama who says that the oven needs to be broken, that's not the Shita of Rebbe, that's the Shita of Rabbi Liezer. The Seifa is both Rebbe and the Rabbanan disagree that the oven does not have to be broken. The question is just what happens to be with the bread. Rebbe says that at least the bread would be Aser, and the Rabbanan say even the bread won't be Aser. Hey Rabbi Liezer, so which Rabbi Liezer is this referring to? Elam Rabbi Yezer the Sa'ar, Rabbi Yezer of the Mishnah of Sa'ar, Ditznan, that we learned in a Mishnah, Sa'ar shal chulin v'shal truma, if you take a Sa'ar, a sourdough, a yeast, that was made from chulin, and then you take another Sa'ar that was made from truma produce, shenafel sech isa, and they fell into a dough of chulin, And each se'ar by itself was not large enough to make this dough into chametz. But now that the two were together, they combined the chimtzu and they made the dough into chametz. So Rabbi Eliezer says, "Achar achrei nanimba." Whichever one was fell in second, that's what will determine the status of this dough. Meaning, if the truma sa'ar fell in first, and then the chulin sa'ar fell in second, so it's considered that it was completed with the dough with the sa'ar of chulin, and then the dough is going to remain chulin. However, the opposite: if the sa'ar of chulin fell in first, and then second fell in the sa'ar of truma, so you were mechametz it al yedeya a sa'ar of truma. And that's the halacha of Maimid. Any thing that causes something to become chametz. So the dough that became chametz takes the status of the thing that was mechametz it, which is over here, is truma. So the whole dough becomes the dough of truma. V'chacham Maimrim. The Chum say no. Bein shenafel iser lechatchila, bein shenafel iser lebesayif. We don't care which one fell in first. Whether the iser, which over here is the truma, fell in first, or whether it fell in second, la'olam eni iser can't aser achi boy kedei lacham lahachmitz until the sa'ar of truma is big enough that it by itself could make it chametz. Otherwise, it's zeviz agayrim, and zeviz agayrim is mutter.
This doesn't show that Rabbi Eliezer holds zeviz agayrim is Usher.
Well, one second. We didn't finish yet.
We didn't finish Rabbi Eliezer yet.
Right. As of now, we don't have a raya yet.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So, according to Chachamim, if it's ain't by Kedei Lachmitz, then that's for sure mutter, because that's for sure Zev is Agarim, and Zev is Agarim is mutter. V'Amar Abayi said, Lo Yishanu El Shekadam B'Silei Kesei Iser. That which we say that if the iser fell in first and then the heter, it's okay. That's only if the case was you removed the iser before the heter fell in and was mechametz the dough. So then it comes out that the iser already became batel before anything happened, before the chimutz happened.
This is going according to Rabban.
According to Rabbi Yezer.
According to Rabbi Yezer.
Right.
It's only mutter. But
he said achar achar and aniba, right? That means if the heter fell in second, it's mutter. Only if the iser fell in second is it aser.
Right.
And now we're so zot abayi, that which we say that the heter fell in second is only going to help you if you took out the iser before the heter had a chance to be mechametz.
Okay.
Right?
So you took out the Isser for the Heter?
Right, meaning the Isser fell in first, it started the process, you took it out, and the process is somewhere in the middle of the process, then the Heter fell in and finished off the process.
Not that they fell in at the same time.
Right, so since at the time that the Chimutz happened, the Isser is already gone, so therefore the effect that the Isser did to the dough is considered insignificant, and it doesn't ask the dough.
Which one falls in first or second then? As long as they took out the Isser right away, before it was Machmas, what's the difference which one fell in first or second?
I mean, because if the Isser fell in second,
that means
Isser fell in second means to say that it was there at the end. It was the one that was there second, not that it fell in second, meaning it was there second. We're assuming you took out the first one before the second one fell in.
The other says Akron. Anibar means whichever one came in last. It means that
which one stayed in last. So whichever finished off, did the finishing touches.
And if they fell in both at once, then he would say no. Then
so that's what we're going to say in a minute. No. That's going to be us, right? But so the only reason why it's mutter is because you took away the iser. Avalai called them the silek as the iser, but if you didn't remove the iser, aser. So then, even though the iser came in first and then the heter, or for that matter, if they fell in at the same time, it would be aser. Why? So from here we see that Zev Zagarim is Aser. You're right, in the first case you don't see Zev Zagarim is Aser, but from the fact that when they're both there together, it makes no difference which one was first and which one was second, so from here we see that Zev Zagarim is Aser.
I really don't understand this Rabbi Eliezer.
Which part?
No, not where they're both in it the whole time. But when you take one out, we said that there's not enough to be machmas.
Right? Of either one.
So when you take out one, how's it being machmas?
It's bad there long enough to start out the process, but you took it away.
Able the second one
right to start to continue. Right. But since at the end of the day it wasn't there at the end, so it's considered a kilu became bottle.
Well, that's being machmets a little bit. That's also being machmets. I mean, it was bearing.
That itself is not enough to become.
At what point? I mean,
to be machmet. This din of machmet is only if it completed the process.
So it was
ready
to.
Right.
Have been there together for quite a while because neither of them have the ability to be machmets.
Right. It had to be there. Right.
Right. So.
But.
You wouldn't be able to go in this state, you have to wait till this state.
Right. Right, and so a chimutz that doesn't make it edible, that doesn't make it good enough.
I mean, dough is edible without chimutz also.
Right, and once it starts, it gets worse. Actually, if it's not matzah, it's not chametz, it's somewhere half in between. It's not good. Yeah but
matzah is edible.
Fine, but it's work. But right, it didn't do anything to it. It's not called maimed. Okay. Right, maimed. The whole maimed is a chiddush of din darabanan because I affected you. So therefore, I don't become batal if I care. You become batal to me. But if I didn't affect you to the point that I made it into a proper chametz, so then it's not us there. So what do we see from Abaye? Again, so Abaye says that according to Rabbi Yezer, if they're both there the entire time, it's aser. Why? Because Eves Agarim is aser. Says the Gemara, no raya. Me mayit tamida der Rabbi Yezer. Ka Abaye. Who says Pshat and Rabbi Yezer is because Abaye? I mean, who says Abaye is correct? Maybe Pshat and Rabbi Yezer is like the Pasha Pshat in the Brisa, whichever one finishes it off. So that's the one that's considered that it was Mechametz. And Echanami, he wasn't talking about a case that it fell in the same time. Maybe the case is only dafka when there's a second. So if it was finished off by Heter, it's a Heter, and if it's finished off by Iser, it's Aser. And it makes no difference if you took out the Iser or not. But even if you didn't take out the Iser fell in there and it stayed there the whole time from the fact that the Heter fell in second. So the Heter was the one that finished it off. So it's considered that the Heter was the one that made the Chametz. As if the taka fell in together simultaneously, then Akanami to show because maybe he holds that Zevzagarim is mutter. So says the Gemara, you're right. You don't have a right from that case of Rabbi Yezer because over there you could disagree and say that it has nothing to do with Akra Akra Naniba. Ella, rather, the right is Rabbi Yezer, the case is Rabbi Yezer the Atzi Asherah. It's Rabbi Yezer that speaks about Atzi Asherah. Ditnan. Not all him men, if you take from an asher from this avodah zarah tree, eats him. You take wood from that tree, asur bana, the wood is asur bana. Hisik ba mezatan, if now you use that wood to heat up an oven, chadosh, so if it's a new oven, this is the first time you heated it up, yutatz. So now the oven was finished with atzei asher, so the oven has to be smashed. Yashon, if it's an old oven, so it's not being finished, it's just that this heat itself is Azabana, so you just let it cool down. Avabaisapas, if let's say you didn't cool it down and you used it to bake bread, Asurbano, so the bread becomes Azabana. This Arva Bacheris, if this bread that's Azabana got mixed in with other loaves of bread, Bacheris, and even if some of the first mixture gets mixed into a second mixture, cool Asurbano, they'll all be Azabana because that's the halacha that Avodah Zarah doesn't have bittul. So even if it gets mixed into others, and even if from the first mixture it gets mixed into a second mixture, they'll all be aser.
Would this Sa'or have pickle that we were talking about, or because of the fact that it doesn't?
But before we were right, so that's the chiddush of maimed, that since it affects it, it doesn't become bottle.
So it's not bottle.
It doesn't become bottle b'shitshim, no, or yeah.
And that effect could be by everything?
That way,
nice and
tam.
If it's nice and tam, still.
This is kain, nice and tam, right? Mm-hmm. Nice and tam is when you taste it. Sar, it's effect, but it's kain, the svar of nice and tam, basically, mm-hmm. Right? It doesn't become bottle because it makes it chametz. And that's who had done the same thing. If you take rennet that's aser bana or rennet of the aser bachiva, let's say from a non kosher animal, and you make cheese out of it, it's also because of maimed. The same concept. So Rabbi Yezer Aymer, Yodachanali Am HaMelech. If let's say you take what you have, let's say for argument's sake, you have one Avodah Zarah bread, and it fell into 1,000 loaves of non-Avodah Zarah bread. So Rabbi Yezer says you take you take the value of one loaf of bread, you throw it into the Yam HaMelech. This way, you're not having enough from the Avodah Zarah, and then it will be okay. So the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yezer, there's no such thing as pidyon for Avodah Zarah. It doesn't help that you take money and you throw it into the yam. The bread itself is aser, and it's so kol zman that the bread is mixed into the mixture, it's not going to help just to take money and throw it in. It's still considered that you're having anah from the Avodah Zarah, and the entire thing would be aser. Now going back to the ratio of the brayse, so the ratio said clearly, if you take this Atzei Asherah and you heat up an oven, even if it's a new oven, it's yutah, so it has to be broken. Even though that again, you're not directly using the oven, you're only going to use the oven to bake the bread together with other fuel, and it will be zevah zagarim. So it must be that this Tana holds zevah zagarim is also. Now, really, Rashi speaks out. We could have said that the Tana Kama is the Tana who holds zevah zagarim is also. Just we have no label for the Tana Kama. Therefore, we say it's Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer seems to agree to everything that Tana Kama said. He only says that when there's a mixture, you can be paid it. It's much more than everything else he agreed to. So Rabbi Eliezer, we have a name for, so we say it's Rabbi Eliezer, but we mean Anachanami, Rabbi Eliezer and his Tana Kama. On that fact, the Gemara, Eimer, the Shamed Leila, Rabbi Eliezer, Avodah Zarah, the Chomer. Maybe, when does Rabbi Eliezer say that Zevah Zagarim is also? Maybe Tafka by Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is the Chomer Yisura, that its Isser is very Chomer. So over here, even though it itself didn't make the bread, it was only a Gerim together with something else, it was only Zevah Zagarim, it's already enough to become Aser. But Bishar Yisurim, but by other Yisurim, like where we started off with Arla and Klai HaKarim, that are Shabbatar, which are not as Chomer, Mishamele, how do you know that over there Zevah Zagarim is Aser? So says the Gemara, Elohim Kena Mantirmi. If you're going to say that, then how are you going to explain the first price? Who's going to be the Tana? Meaning, we have a Tana that says Zevah Zagarim by other Yisurim. We know at least Rabbi Eliezer holds Zevah Zagarim by Avodah Zarah. There's other Tanaim don't hold Zevah Zagarim at all. So Bishlam, if you're going to say that he holds it across the board, so then you can make sense out of this price, and then this price will be Rabbi Eliezer. But if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Eliezer only said it by Avodah Zarah, so then you're going to come out that this Tana, we don't know who it is. It's going to be nameless. So we'd rather say that he didn't differentiate, and this way at least that price could be Rabbi Eliezer. And furthermore, Hatani Behadi, we have a price that says Beferish, that Rabbi Eliezer wasn't limited to Avodah Zarah, because it says V'chein Rabbi Eliezer Oitzer V'chol Yisurim Shabbatar. There's a price that fears Ois on that case of Atzei Asherah, that the same way that he asked by Atzei Asherah, who then he said by Kol Yisurim Shabbatar, that if the oven was an oven of Isser, was made by Isser, so even though it's a Zevah Zagarim, nonetheless it's going to be also because Zevah Zagarim is also. Amar Rabbi, Intim Zalaimer Zevah Zagarim Aser Rebbe, Intim Zalaimer Zevah Zagarim Aser, if you want to say that Zevah Zagarim is Aser, I mean, we wanted to say before, Rebbe who asers the bread, maybe that's only because the Atzei Asherah directly made the bread, but the oven maybe doesn't become Aser because it's Zevah Zagarim. So we didn't say for sure Rebbe holds
the
zevah.
Become garim or the next bread that you make.
I mean, the oven itself is garim, but you don't have to break the oven because it's not going to aser the bread.
Right. Okay.
Because it's zevah, because it's always going to be end up being zevah zagarim aser. Zevah zagarim. So, but we never said for sure that Rebbe holds zevah zagarim as mutter. We just said, how do you know? But if you want to tell me that I'll leave it to Emma, that zevah zagarim is aser, so then Rebbe, I know Rebbe aser. So then Rebbe then would be who says that the bread is also, if you hold that Zevah Zagarim is also, he would end up holding the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer. The same way that the bread becomes also, the oven will become also. The oven is one step better, Zevah Zagarim, Teretz is Zevah Zagarim is also. However, in Tim Salem Zevah Zagarim Mutter, if you want to say that according to Rebbe, Zevah Zagarim is Mutter, and therefore that which he said in the Sefer, that the bread becomes also, but he disagrees with the Reisha, like we've been learning until now, that the oven would not have to be broken. The hachan and the bread is worse mishum yeshvach etzim bepas, because over there it's not two gerim, it's only one gerim. The shvach of the etzim is directly in the bread, and therefore the bread was considered that was made with the fuel of isarana. So then I'll say according to Rebbe, hani ka'aris plates kaisis and cups and pitchers, asiri, even Rebbe would agree that they're aser. Ki pligi b'tana v'gdera. The machlokes is only between Rebbe and Rebbe Yezer is only by an oven or a pot. Meaning what? Leman damazav zagarim aser aser. Leman damazav zagarim muter shari. Meaning what's the difference between a pot or these dishes? Because over here Rashi says that as when my guf is being nehene directly from this utensil, be it a plate, be it a cup, be it a pitcher, so then there's only one gerim over here. I need the food to be held, or I need to be eat my food, drink my food, and I'm using something of Isser, so Rebbe would agree that it's Isser. This bowl that was made by Isser, so it's just like a bread that was made by Isser, and you're using it that directly. The only time that you say Zevizagar Mutter is if it's not the final stage, it's not where you're having that. No, this is just a stage in the preparation. So the oven itself, or a pot itself, you're not having enough from the oven or from the pot. You're using that as a tool to make the next stage, which is where you'll have the ana. So over there, Rebbe says that is a gerim is mutter. Igad Amri, the Igad Amri says no. Afilu manam zevizagerim mutter. Even according to the manda amr zevizagerim mutter, kidei rasur, the pot will be aser. I agree that the oven will be the case of the oven will be mutter, but the pot is going to be aser. Why? The kibla bishula mikam denitna etzim deteira. Because according to the first pshat, like we said before, we don't care if it's working by itself or it's not working by itself. We care if it's the end of the line, if you're having, if that's the point that you're having an hour, or it's just a stage in the production, but it's not the end of the line. So a pot, even if there's a point in time that the food is in the pot by itself, it doesn't make a difference. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you're not having enough from the food when it's in the pot, you're having enough with the food after it's finished being cooked. Masha Enkin, the second lashon.
Doesn't it finish getting cooked in the pot?
Yeah, but only together with fuel. Mm-hmm. And the pot itself can't help it.
Right, but that's exactly what
Zevizagaram
is, we've been saying.
But one second, we're going to get to that. That's the first lashon. Right, that's what we look at.
Since
the pot is only being made to finish the food, right? It you're not having enough while it's in the pot. That's just the production of it, and at that point in time, it's not producing by itself. So that's zevizagerim, the way we've been understanding it until now. Okay. The Igad Ami says no. That a pot, since a pot holds the food, even before you start cooking it, so there's a certain point in time that you need the pot by itself. So you're having enough in the pot, even though that's not the end of the production, but at that point in time, the pot is working by itself.
When
it's holding the food before you put it in the oven. Meaning an oven is never working by itself. Mm-hmm. Because the derech is, you don't put food into the oven until the oven's preheated. Mm-hmm. So there's no point in time that the oven is ever working by itself without the heter. So that's why an oven is ever zagerim. But a pot, since it's holding the according to the second lashon, according to the Igadami, since it's holding the food at a time that it's the only one working by itself, so even though it's not the end of the production, at that point in time, it's not as zevizagerim. You're having 100% hanaf from the iser. So at that point, according to the second lashon, so a pot would be a pot that was made with isur hanaf would be also, and it would not have the heter of zevizagerim.
But that's only if you put the stuff into the pot before you.
But that's the assumption. You usually put the food into the pot before.
And then the hanah is just like a storage. I'm using it as storage. I'm getting a hanah.
Correct. And that's called a hanah. Right. According to the first pshat, a hanah has to be a hanah of the end of the game. Rashi calls it hanah's guf, that you're eating it, you're drinking it, whatever it is. So a pot, you never have that. So a pot always going to be zevizagerim. Because the only way to get to the guf is the pot plus something else. According to the second lesson, we don't look only at hanah zaguf. We look at any hanah. Storage is also called hanah. And at the point of storage, there's no zevizagerim. It's the only one. Mm-hmm. Right. So again, the Igad Amri is afilu manam zevizagerim mutter kedera asur. The case of the pot would be also the kibble bishula because it's holding the food, the dish that you're cooking mikamid enita na'itzim deter before you put in the wood of heter to heat up the oven. And so at that point, you don't have a zevizagerim. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. Tana shesika beklipi arda bakasha shel klai hakerem. An oven that was heated up with either the shells or the peels of arda fruit, or with the straw of Klai HaKerem, so the fuel that you used to make to heat up the oven was Aser V'Anah. So Chadash, if it's a new oven, so now the oven is considered made with Isur HaAnah, so Yutas, so the oven has to be crushed. Again, this is obviously the Mandav of Zagarim is Aser. Yashan, if it's an old oven, so the...
What's a Zev Zagarim? You don't have anything in here right now.
It's a new oven, right? So now the oven was made with Isur HaAnah, so every time you're going to heat up the oven, it's going to be with fuel of Heter.
So
the food that's going to be cooked in it is always going to be, by definition, Zev Zagarim. So there's no need to break the oven, because by definition, all food that's made in the oven will always be Mutter.
Using an Isur HaAnah with Zev Zagarim, that's not a Lachakhila.
Okay, so the Rishonim speak out. You're right. Zev Zagarim is only also is only Mutter B'Dievid.
Right.
So the Rishonim speak out. I mean, there's always two steps. In Bechol Tarakul, you have this. There's always two steps in B'Dievid. There's B'Dievid, which means after everything is said and done. But there's also a step of B'Dievid is, now that I have the situation, could I use it or not? If I'm going to have to break the oven, I'm going to have a loss. So that's already called B'Dievid. You're not, everybody's going to agree, you're not allowed to make an oven with wood of Isur HaAnah. But the question is, now that I made the oven, if I destroy the oven, I'm going to have a loss. So you're right, it's not the same B'Dievid that, like, now the bread was already baked. Mm-hmm. But that's also a type of B'Dievid, because if I'm going to break the oven, then it's going to take a loss. So now that the oven's here, I'm not machuyev to take the loss, and I'm allowed to use the oven since every time the oven's going to be used, it's anyway going to be Zev Zagar. So that's the B'Dievid that we're talking about over here.
Mm-hmm. No, it's the same thing. If the bread's already baked, you have a choice to could you eat the bread or not eat the bread.
So right, yeah, but it's a step further. Yeah, the bread is already here, and the bread is not even this. The bread is already Zev Zagar. Over there, you're creating a Zev Zagar.
That was
100%.
Had Isser
for
it, but it was.
Oh, right. No, but I'm saying this bread that, by the time the bread is already here, it's Zev Zagar. Right, correct.
Now, it's the first step.
But I'll tell you where you have the same concept. Let's say what we call colloquially Fleisha Kalim, right? Right? Not by not. Right? Right? You're not power of food that was cooked in a Fleisha pot is not power, right? It's not by not, and you're allowed to eat it with mochit. But you're not allowed to cook it lachatchila in a Fleisha pot al das to eat with mochit. You're not allowed to do that by not lechatchila. Machloek is a poiskim. What happens if it was already cooked? Are you allowed to eat it lechatchila before you mix it with the mochi? Is that called lechatchila? Is that called b'diavad? That's this in between stage. Mm-hmm. It was already made, but it wasn't yet mixed.
You mean putting in the cheese?
So that's the same idea over here. The oven is already here. You didn't bake in the oven yet, but it's already here. That's already enough. B'makom have the oven for sure. That's already enough.
To be called
Vidyavin. Right, so again, Amar Yosef, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Tanish is seeking to be Arla, because it's a fire carrying, Chodosh, if it's a new oven, you tuts. It has to be broken, because this Tana holds, obviously, that Zev Zagarim is Aser. Yashan, if it's an old oven, so the oven itself is not maybe Surin, or just the fuel that's in there is Aser Bana. So then all you got to do is use it and cool it down. Otherwise, a pass. If bread was baked there with that fuel, so Rebbe Emar pass muteris, the Chum Emar pass asura. So Rebbe says the pass is muter, and the Chum says the pass is asura. In fact, how could that be? We had the Baisa before that said the exact opposite. Rebbe was the one who said the bread is asura, and the Rabbanim were the ones who said that the bread is muter. So Emar the Gemara, Shmuel Ipcha Tani. Shmuel Taka had the first baisa also that the shittas were the opposite way. So means the machlokes amarayim who held what the way we quoted the first Rebbe was the machmer, and the way Shmuel held it is other Rebbe was the one that was meikel. V'ivayseima, or you could say ba'alma kasar Shmuel halachah Rebbe mechaver v'le mechaverav. We have the rule is that we pass like Rebbe when he argues with any one other individual tana. But if he argues on a group of Tanaim Mechavei Rav, if he's arguing on his peers, not just one peer, then we don't pass on like Rebbe. Afilu Mechavei Rav over here, even though Rebbe was arguing on a Rabbim, he held that the halacha in this case was like Rebbe, as an exception to the regular rule. Therefore, v'savar asni ipcha. So even though really Rebbe was the machmer and the rabbanon were the meiko, he bedafka said the sheet is the opposite way. In order that you should that you should think that the rabbanon said also. So this way, when you follow the rule of passing like the rabbanon, you'll paskin le'iser. So he flipped around the sheet, even incorrectly, in order to make sure that everybody paskins the right way.
Wow.
Yeah, we find in the Gemara a few times they do it. And why is that not a problem of emes? Isn't it something? We find it. That's a whole discussion, but we find that they tricked others into thinking this one said this and this one said that in order that you should make sure to paskin a certain way. Bishnal gabi gecholim. So then the brisa continued, if it was cooked not with fuel of arla or klai akarim itself, but rather on the coals that were made from arla wood or klai akarim wood, so then divya kala pas muteris, and even Rebbe will agree that the bread is mutter, because at that point in time the bread was already destroyed, not the bread, but the wood was already destroyed and already became coals before the bread started being cooked on it, so then it's no longer yisuri ana, and therefore even Rebbe would agree that the bread is mutter. Rebbe Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Rebchia Bar Ashi Amr Rebbechanan, Chara Amar Lo Yishanu Al Gecholim Oymim. That which we said coals are okay is when the coals are already starting to dim. Avab Gecholim Lo Yishayis, but as long as they're still glowing, they're still burning, Asurim. So then it's not called yet that it's destroyed, and it would be the bread that was cooked on those coals would be Asur. Bechara Amr, the other one said, no, Afidu Gecholim Lo Yishayis, even while all the coals are glowing, nonetheless, nami mutarim. It's already considered that the eitzim are no longer there, and the bread would be mutar. So bishlam l'mandam lechashoyis asurim. We understand that mandam mishum to yeshua eitzim apas, because the same way we said before, yeshua eitzim apas. So as long as the coals are still coals, there's still the shvach of those coals in the bread, and the bread becomes aser. El l'mandam afilu lechashoyis mutaris. But if you tell me that coals that are glowing are already considered that are destroyed, and we don't see the shvach of the Isser Hana in the bread, so past the Aser, the Ishvach Eitzim would pass the Rebbe Echid Mishvach Aser. So what was the case the Rebbe said Aser? Even glowing coals already are mutter, so what was the original case the Rebbe said is Aser? Amar Papa Kishavuku Kenegdei. The case is that literally the torch, meaning the burning piece of wood, it didn't yet become a coal. The piece of wood is here, and there's fire burning on the wood, and then you put the bread in the oven directly above that wood, so it's getting directly from the wood before it was destroyed. That's the case that Rebbe says it's also. Michlal, that implies the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon who said Ein Shvach Eitzim Pas, and they said that the bread is mutter, so Sharafil Kishavuka Kenegdei. It must be that even if the piece of wood is still here, it's not yet destroyed, it will still be mutter, the bread. And the way that the Rishonim explain the Machlokes is, Rebbe says that primarily the piece of wood is still here, it's not yet destroyed, so it's called that the bread is directly made from Yisuri Ana. Whereas the Rabbanon hold that any part that's burning is inevitably that little bit got consumed. The rest of the wood is still there, but that little bit that is causing the fire to come out is obviously getting consumed. So the Hana is coming from the part that got destroyed, and therefore we say Ein Shvach Eitzim Epas.
So we're going away completely from Zev Zegarim?
This is before we're going that bread in the case of not Zev Zegarim. Even if there's only one garam,
you have this in the oven,
right?
Right. It's going to be a Zev Zegarim.
Why?
Because you have the mutter, oven.
Okay. You're asking a good question. I avoided this the whole sugya so far. The case of Zev Zegarim we had is that the oven's usher and the fuel's mutter. We assumed automatically whenever the fuel is usher, it's usher. Technically, you could ask the kashya the other way around. The oven is mutter, so it's vayta to be a zev zegarim. Vice versa, that doesn't happen. They speak about it. Why not? It seems that the oven is a tafel to the fuel. So if the fuel is usher, what?
You could cook some of that bread. Right. You're not going to be able to cook bread without an oven.
So then the opposite way. So why does it make Isser? So basically, along those lines, the Rishonim basically say that the oven is definitely a tefill to the fuel. The fuel is definitely the ikur garim. So when the oven's usher, if you hold zev zegarim's usher, it's enough to make Isser. But if the oven's heter, and the fuel is also.
With goyim on the wood, you're never going to get a heat that high. You're in an oven.
You're right.
You have it open.
I know. I'm asking you. I'm not saying that the oven's not doing anything. It's just that the fuel is considered the ikar and the oven's considered the tofel.
But that is the definition of zev zev gerim.
No, zev zev gerim is if they're both.
Zev zev gerim is 50-50. It has to be 50-50.
Or at least it's not a tofel.
We didn't say that the pot. It's a
no,
little bit.
We don't say it. Right. Yeah.
The pot wasn't like loaves of bread. It would have been like pita.
Listen, I'm not a baker, but I'm not sure if you could do that either in over an open flame.
It won't bake hot enough.
Over your barbecue. See how it goes.
You can make bread.
You're not going to make bread. You will cook the dough, but right. You're not going to make bread.
Maybe that's not bread.
That's not what you made. That's not what you made. You made bread here. You got a towel in front of you. You can't say, well, if I would have made it into
a prettier shape.
It's a whole different consistency. If you're going to go take that, it'll cook it like almost like a matzah type thing, I imagine. It'll cook it like that. It's like not bread. It's a different thing.
But for some reason, at the end of the day, right, it's a good kasha. They're marach about it. But for some reason, the oven's considered a tofel. When the oven's heter, the other way, when the oven's asar, it could make a problem. But when the oven's heter, it doesn't take away the problem of the fuel, which is the ikar. Okay. Yes, I agree. No, it's a good kasha. Okay, so but that's all in a case of Zek, when the fuel was also, we said it's also, we're saying even then, that's only when the fuel is not yet turned into coals. But even if you hold Zek Zegarim as Usr, if the fuel is already turned into coals, you don't have Isser here, Bechlal. That's what we're saying over here.
Where's the heat coming from?
It's coming from the wood that's already destroyed. The Isser are not already destroyed, now it's a coal. So Michlal, that implies the Rabban, the Pligalei Sharu, the Rabban who say that you say Ein Shachetim Pas, and even when the fuel is also, they said it's Mutter. That means Afil Keshavuk Genegda, even if the fuel is not yet destroyed. Because if Rebbe agrees when the fuel is destroyed, and Rebbe was only talking about when the fuel wasn't destroyed, that means the Chama who were even more Meikol, they were Mater even when the fuel is not destroyed. So Ela Eitzim Disur the Rabban Eichem Shkachas. So when Eitzim Asav Ano, what's that ever Negeah? Every time you burn it, it's going to be mutter. You hold ein shach eitzim v'pas. So Amar Rabban Bar Chama b'shar shifa. Atzei asher or atzei klai akarim are also to make a stool out of it to sit on as a footstool that is not being consumed whatsoever. But any time that it's being consumed, even if it's not destroyed until afterwards, if you're using it for fuel, according to Rabban, it's mutter. Again, it doesn't mean it's mutter l'chatchila, but the Isser won't affect anything, won't make anything also at the end of the day. What happens if you have an oven that was heated up with wood of Hektish? The Rabbanan who said until now it was mutter by Isser, by when it's fuel of Klai Karim or Arla, my. So are you going to say Hektish is the same thing, or is Hektish worse? No, the bread is Taka Aser. So Umabein Zula Arla, why is this any worse than Arla? Rava Hochi Ashta, Arla Betela B'Masayim, Arla has Bittel. Therefore, the same way that it has Bittel, so Huadin, when it turns into a coal, it loses its status as Arla, as Yisra'ana, and that's Kufa why they hold Ein Shachetz M'Bas. Avo, but Masha Engin, by Hektish, I feel the Elf Lai Bottle, Hektish doesn't become Bottle. So the same way that when it doesn't become Bottle, so Huadin, when it gets destroyed, it's not Bottle. So the coal that came from Hektish is still Hektish. Elam Rava Yikashli Hakashli. It says Rava, but if I have a Kasha on this halacha that by Hektish is worse, the following is my Kasha. V'aloi Ma'ala Masik. The one who heats up the fire, who stole the wood from Hektish, and now he's using it for his personal use, so he's over Me'ila. The halacha is v'chol ha'echad emala masik nafu l'chul. And one of the gzeres hakasos of Me'ila is, besides that the person who has enough from Hektish is chayiv, but that defiles the Hektish, and now it becomes chulin. So what do you mean the Hektish what that destroyed is still Hektish? The fact that he used it, he made it chulin. So now the coals are chulin. So if you hold it, the shvach only happens once it already turned into coals, or once it already got consumed. At that point in time, it's no longer hektish. So why should it be usur? Every Gemara, Amar Papa Haka Ba'atzi Shlomo Maskinon. We're talking about that the wood had only kedusha of kachem kalim, meaning you were makdish wood to use to sell the wood and use that money to purchase a carbon shlomim, which is kachim kalim. Rabbi Yehuda, and it's going like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The amr hektish b'shaygig mischal b'mezid em mischal. By regular mi'ila, if you did it b'shaygig, where there's a carbon mi'ila, so then it defiles the hektish. Mashaygig, if you did it b'mezid, where there's no carbon mi'ila, it doesn't defile the hektish. My time, Lloyd, isn't it because kiva de la bar me'ilu, wherever there's no chiv me'ilu, lo nafalu l'chulin, meaning the two things are talking about is that where there's a chiv, it makes a chulin. Where there's no chiv, even though there's still an iser, that will not make a chulin. If that's the case, shlomim nami, a shlomim, which is kachim kalim, kiva de la bar me'ilu, who, since we know that there's no chiv me'ilu for kachim kalim, only for kachim kachim, not of the chulin. So if the same way that by mezid, Rebbe says that since there's no chiv, it's not yaitz of the chulin when you have enough from it. So a shlomim also, even if you did it by mezid, since there's no meila on it, therefore it wouldn't be yaitz of the chulin. So even after it's destroyed, the kol would still be hektish. Frankly, marva chol hecha dema hamasik. Navik l'chulin, is that the case that wherever the person who heated it up?
What are we saying by shlomim? Why is it not
shlomim? There's a custom. Milah is only by either kachim bedek abayis or by kachim bezbeach that are kachim kachim. But kachim kalim have no milah. There's a custom.
So
milah, it doesn't have the, according to Rebbe Yehuda, it doesn't have the din of being yaitz l'chulin either. Is that so that wherever there is mila like the makshin assumed it's yaitz lechulin? Now the field became a chulin. V'atani, didn't we learn? Call it's the last mission in Tamura. Call on nisrafin, anything that you have a chiv to burn, any isurim that there is a chiv to burn. Once you burn the ma'afrim mutter, the ashes that are created are mutter. Chutz mi'atzei asher, with the exception of atzei asher, that the ashes remain aser. The offer of hektish, and also who adin, the offer of hektish, la ilam aser, always remains aser, even after you burn the wood, the ashes become aser. So we see clearly that even if you're mayo, it remains aser. And for the Gemara, Amar Amar Chama, Kegon Shenafel Tuleika Me'aleh Ba'atzei Hektish. Over there, we're not talking that you lit it b'kavana, a fire broke out on its own. So over there, there was no one who was mayo. Since there was no one who was mayo, it wasn't yet to the chulun. But Enechanami, we're a person did it b'kavana, and they're not b'kavana, but b'shagi, but b'kavana that to light it. So then enechanami where he's mayo. So then enechanami would be yaitz lechulin. So over there is kibayin shenafel d'leka melel d'leka inish d'limel, and that's why the ashes remain chulin. Rishmayam or another teretz ba'isin shetun geniza. That which we said offer hektish is also la'ilam. It's talking about offer that of trumas hadeshin, which we discussed yesterday. That even that's one of the exceptions rule. That even after it's already ashes, nonetheless the ashes need geniza and they still remain aser. So those ashes takar aser la'ilam. The time, like we learned with regard to the trumas hadeshin, v'samay says v'samay etzim mizbeach. So v'samay means it has to be placed benachas, number one, gently. V'samay kulay, all of it in one place. V'samay shalei yifazer, not to scatter it out. But bottom line is it needs to be gone as next to the mizbeach in a specific way, and it remains aser even after it's already ashes. So that's the ashes that the Mishnah tomorrow was referring to.
So when we were talking about the coals, we were not talking about a shera, we were talking about arla. Because we said that if the coals cooled down, right, then it'll be mutter. But
that was talking about oil and clay.
So it was not by shera. But if I'm by shera, right? But
it's interesting because I didn't have time to check into that. I was wondering about that because before it seemed that by asking shera you say ain't shvachetz mepas. Right, so according to this,
right, it should remain.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Rebbe Yehuda Aimer Ein Biyur Chametz Ela Sreifa. Rebbe Yehuda says that Ein Biyur Chametz Ela Sreifa. The only way to be yotz of Biyur Chametz is with Sreifa. Tanya, I'm Rebbe Yehuda Ein Biyur Chametz Ela Sreifa. Vadin Noisen. There's a Kavach Aimer. Ma Noiser, if Noiser, Shein B'Bal Yerol B'Ayi Matzah, there's no laugh to keep it around. And nonetheless, Ton Sreifa, you're Mechuyiv to destroy it with Sreifa Dafka. So Chametz, which is more Chametz, Shein B'Bal Yerol B'Ayi Matzah, L'Kol Shekin Shaton Sreifa, so Zichr, it should need Sreifa. Amalai, so on that, the Chametz say back, Kol Din Shata Don L'Achmer, Tchilas L'Achmer, if you try to make a chumra, which ends up backfiring, it ends up being a kula, and it didn't, that's not a kalvachomer. Because loy matzah eats in the starfire, because what happens if you don't have wood to burn the chametz? You yeshiv a bottle, so what are you going to do? You're going to sit there and do nothing? It's ending up being a kula. Bishlama, if you have wood, you say you have to be machmer to destroy dafka with wood. But it's also a kula, because if you don't have wood, you're going to say you're potter from destroying it, you're an itis. What do you mean? Destroy it in some other way. So, the Torah says you have to get rid of it. So you can't make a Kavah Chaimer because the Kavah Chaimer is going to end up being a Kula. So Chazar Rabbi Yehuda v'dani dinachar. So Rabbi Yehuda said, yeah, I'm not going to learn it with a Kavah Chaimer, I'm going to learn it instead with a Mamatzinu. Noiser also be'achila. Noiser is also to be eaten. V'chametz also be'achila. Ma noiser b'sreifa, just like noiser has to be burnt out, chametz b'sreifa. Amr lo'i nevela lo yechiyacha. Bring your rye from nevela, a pircha from nevela. Shasur b'achila, you can't eat nevela, nonetheless you don't have to burn it. So we see that not everything that's also to eat has to necessarily be burnt. Amr lo'im hefresh is a chilek. Noiser also be'achila uvana. Noiser is also not only be'achila, but also be'ana. Chametz as well, also be'achila uvana. Ma she'enkein nevela is not also be'ana, like we said before. So therefore, manos are tolm sreifa. I've come. It's tolm sreifa. Amalei sharanisko yechiyah. I'm being arrived from sharanisko. It's also bachila uvana. They are tolm sreifa. Amalei hefresh is still a chilek. Noiser is also bachila uvana v'anush karis, and there would be karis for eating it. Chametz also bachila uvana v'anush karis. So manoiser b'sreifa. I've come. It's b'sreifa. So when you have all three, it's also bachila uvana and anush karis. Then you could learn from Noiser that just like Noiser needs Sreifa because it has all three, so too Chametz, which has all three, should need Sreifa. So Amr Lai, Chelbe Shah Shah Nisko Yechiach, what about the Chelev of Shah Nisko? Shah Asa Ba'achilu Ba'na because it's Shah Nisko. It's Va'anush Kars because it's Chelev. So the Chelev of Shah Nisko, which has all three, and nonetheless in Tal Sreifa, so I don't like your limud from Noiser.